on over to the family over here, and let's worship together on this side. It's not a control thing, but it's just, we're more together. Y'all don't mind. What do you say? We want you part. Y'all aren't the outcast of the family. We want you over here. Okay, tonight, very important. This is our night to go into prayer. People, as most of you know, I've been a Christian, you know, pretty near all my conscious life, little bitty lad, and even before that, went to church. And I grew up praying. It just wasn't a question. I grew up not ideologically or theologically fighting a lot of things. The inquisitiveness, some people are very inquisitive. Those of you who know Rod, Rod's a very inquisitive type of person. There are a lot of people that are very inquisitive, and they want to know all the whys and about almost everything and whatever different interests they have. Little boy, I'm giving away my age, but I was doing yards when the power mowers came into existence. And I had friends, you know, tearing them apart, trying to figure out how this simple little power mower worked and everything. I didn't care. I did not care. It did not bother me in the least to understand it. I just wanted it to work. Put oil and gas in there and it worked. That's a little oil and gas state. And that's where I was with my relationship with my Lord. Just, you know, it wasn't a matter of all of the deal. And then start getting older, then you learn you got to ask for the whys and these types of things. So I prayed, and I've always believed in prayer. And prayer has been a vital part of my life, especially being alone most of all my life.